boxes made of ticky-tacky. Little boxes on the hillside. The boxes all the same. There's a green one, and a pink one, and a blue one, and a yellow one. And they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all went to the university, where they were put in boxes, and they came out all the same. And there's doctors, and lawyers, and business executives, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same.
We've got another contestant. Hey, Jim. This is great. We have Jim on the line, and Jill is on the line. How are you doing, Jill?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very excited that you called in. Have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
No.
So here's what we're going to do. I have a whole folder filled with reviews that I've culled from the internet. I've gone on various websites, and I have looked at reviews for various items that people shop for and have delivered to their homes. Do you shop online, Jill?
Yes.
Do you read the reviews before you make a decision on your purchase?
Sometimes.
Well, and I do. I generally do too. She's getting a little bit apprehensive. She's like, wait, what did I get myself into? I was surprised to find out, one, how many things people will write a review for, and sometimes how detailed they will be. Now, I will tell you this. We're not going to go into all the detailed reviews that I have to read and edit for this particular game, because your task, now that you've chosen to take it on, you have to tell us, as we read the review to you, if the review is for an appliance or an adult toy.
Okay.
Because I found that the review for a blender or a hand mixer or a toaster is surprisingly similar to that of an adult toy. So that's how we've created the game. Roger, I know that you've pulled some of your reviews. Do you want to start off for us?
I would love to. Who's first?
I believe Jim is, because he called in and he's
okay,
been waiting.
Okay, Jim. Here we go.
You can make ladies first.
Oh, you want to do ladies first?
Ladies first. All right.
All right. All
right. Ladies first. Okay, I'm ready.
I'm just saying, it's that kind of night. Ladies, okay. Ladies might be first. Go ahead, Jill.
One should always make sure that the lady is... Okay, hey. Never mind.
Wow. All right. I don't know where that went. All right, Jill, you are up, and Roger is reading for you.
Here we go. But the great news is I can use the lower settings with people home.
<I'm> sorry. You'd be surprised.
Adult toy.
I think you're right.
Atta girl, Jill. There you go. Well done.
It's very necessary. I'm just saying, I mean, like, depending on, like, if you have an old structure and it's lath and plaster, you're fine. But if you've got drywall, you don't know how that sound carries. Okay, Rob, could you please? I'm just saying, you got to...
You've explained it enough. I think we all get the general impression.
I just get mine of those concrete walls. It doesn't... it absorbs sound. And then, you know, if you have, like, curtains... If you, Rob, could you please read for Jim?
Yes. All right, Jim, here we go. Best money spent. I love this thing. So many settings, so many speeds. Gets the job done every time and in different ways if I want to.
Could you make sure I get that one back? What do you think, Jim?
I'm going to say it's an appliance.
Oh, Jim, I'm sorry. It's a toy.
Oh.
It's a toy.
I'm going to read one for Jill. This is a long one. That's why I'm going to read it. I've never given this to anyone because it's so long. The wind-up cord is nice, but it still leaves the plug sticking out the side. So while the cord is out of the way, the plug is still sticking out of the way a few inches. Lastly, the words on the buttons are kind of small. Or maybe my eyes are shot. Anyway, a different color for the cancel button would be great. However, these issues are small, and I'd still buy it again.
Wow.
Appliance.
Hey!
Thank God. All right, Elliot. Jill is up 2-1.
Yes.
And who am I reading for?
You're reading for Jim. I apologize.
All right, Jim. Ready?
Yep.
Okay. It's very noisy. I've only used it once, but I'm getting rid of it.
What do you think, Jim?
A toy.
It's an appliance.
Oh,
sorry,
man.
Jim.
Oh, boy. Man. All right, Roger. You will be reading for Jill, who's up 2-0.
All right, Jill. Here we go.
Okay.
A bit loud, despite whisper quiet claim.
Wow.
Huh? Adult toy.
One might think that, wouldn't they, Jill? But unfortunately, it's an appliance.
Wow.
Oh.
Interesting. All right, Jim, that gives you another shot at catching up here. All right, Rob, will you please read for Jim?
All right, Jim, let's get you in the game here, buddy. You ready?
Yep.
Great product. Size is perfect for my needs.
Oh,
Oh, come on. That'll be a toy.
Jimmy, it's an appliance.
Wow. No, what?
I tried to read it like a guy.
To be fair, I think, Jim, that I would have thought that was a toy as well. Right. I'm just saying.
All right, Jim. I'm sorry, bud.
Just because I know what my needs are. Elliot, will you please read for Jill? She's still ahead 2-0.
All right. This is actually one of my favorite reviews. Speed counts. I'm a busy mom. I can't wait 30 minutes for a machine to work.
Wow.
Appliance.
That is correct. Yeah.
Wow.
Sounds like a busy woman right there. I think that one covers a lot of territory. All right, Jim, we have one more before we take a break here. Roger, will you please read for Jim?
Sure, and just an important note for all you Pokemon Go people.
Oh, boy.
Apparently you can catch too many. I can't catch anymore.
Well, you can expand in the number of spots.
I'm not
you
buying
have
any more space.
Right. Or you can transfer your
I saw
Pokemon.
That. I'm about ready to do it. Let's get on with the
weed
game.
Weed whacking here. Weed whacking.
I got your Pokemon.
Yeah,
here.
I got your Pokemon. I got your drowsy. All right. It certainly doesn't lack on power. It has 6 speeds and patterns.
Oh.
Patterns?
Yeah.
Appliance.
Ooh, that's an adult toy.
Yeah, here's the thing about the patterns. It's distracting. Okay, here we go. It's time for a break.
It's like going through the alphabet, right?
It is a little bit in different volume. More after this on 720 WG. Oh, there's no break. I think that's your outro right there, Roger. I gotta break
it
down.
I love that song. Get it on. Get it on. Oh, yeah.
I'm figuring this out. I'm learning songs. I don't know anything about music. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. It's Friday night, and every Friday night we do our weekend wind-up with Rob Martier and one of our favorite bars and restaurants. Tonight it is Knife and Tyne, which is actually our first bar and restaurant that we've ever had the pleasure of having in studio. And Carissa Schaefer, the proprietor, came in over 2 years ago now. It was their 1 month anniversary, and we've had the absolute honor of having them in almost every month. Nikki has brought in a Manhattan. Tell us a little bit about the Manhattan, Nikki, if you don't mind.
So what I like to do, I do 2 ounces of your favorite bourbon or rye whiskey, and I use bourbon in this case. It's a little bit sweeter, a little smoother than the sharpness of rye. I do 1 ounce of red wine vermouth, sweet vermouth, a little bit of the cherry juice from the Luxardo cherries, and the Luxardo cherry on top.
Nice.
And a couple dashes of Angostura bitters. Stir and then pour over ice.
Nice. Well done.
Thank you. I'm glad you guys are enjoying
it. It's delightful. We have with us also in studio, our Marines are hanging out. They're not playing What's in the Box. They're refraining from being associated with any such event, but they have they've been observing, and we appreciate
that. Conduct unbecoming, yeah.
Is it conduct unbecoming? I think Sergeant Peraga thought about playing one. Didn't I think Sergeant Seidel played? Well, let's not throw anybody under the bus. Craig is nodding yes. I believe he did as well. So we are in the middle of a battle between Jim and Jill. Jill is ahead. Well, so it is a battle. I mean, they're duking it out for the most part. Jim, how are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
You're hanging in there. Look, there's plenty of time to come back. We've had a chance to recuperate during the news. I believe we left off with you. Roger had read for you. Is that correct? Yes.
Yes.
This is the first time I've ever kept track, so I want everyone to make note of that. I usually completely forget. So right now, reading for Jill is Rob Martier.
All right, Jill, here we go.
Okay.
Works great, but still trying to figure out the best position to use this to get the results I'm looking for.
Adult toy.
Atta girl, ding, ding, ding.
Otherwise, I mean, like, what are you doing with your hand mixer? Well, I mean, you don't know. Yeah. Besides the bowl. That's 4. She's got 4 now. Let's get Jim in here, Elliot. Nikki, please read for Jim.
Are you ready, Jim?
Yep.
All right. I received this for my birthday, and I'm very, very happy. I love the smoothness and how simple it is to operate.
Nikki, can you read that again, please?
Yes, please.
Slower,
just a little bit slower.
Just a little slower?
Yes, please.
I received this for my birthday, and I'm very, very happy.
Mm-hmm.
I love the smoothness and how simple it is to operate.
What do you think, Jim?
Toy.
I'm so sorry. It's an appliance.
Oh, what in the world?
I'm sorry. Can I just say?
I've never done this bad.
Can I just say? Can I have what she's having?
Yeah. Ah, there we go.
There it is. All right, Elliot. Please read for Jill. This could be the winner. Look, I'm just saying.
Nikki's like right here next to me, and when she apologizes, I get a little kerfuffled here. All right. Okay, Jill, ready?
Yes.
Boom. Let's bring it home.
Okay. Wow.
Amazing. Cannot live without it.
Mm. Well, that's a dull toy.
Sorry, it's an appliance.
Whoa. Wow. All right, Roger, you're reading for Jim.
What's the score again?
4-0.
4-0?
Nothing.
Whoa.
I'm just saying. Right. Yeah, I'm just saying. Help a brother out.
Here we go.
All right, then.
I cannot do it. I'll try. All right, never mind.
Do whatever you need to do.
I have a 3-year-old I use every day, and it is still going strong.
Oh, dear. Okay.
What appliance is last?
What do you think, Jim? Oh, sorry.
What? Premature ding.
Yes.
I hate it when it happens.
Was that a premature ding?
No, I don't know. He said appliance. Is that
he
correct?
Said an appliance?
Yes.
He's correct.
Hey! Jim's on the board.
I felt psychic all of a sudden. I don't know. I didn't mean to ding that Jim, but Roger, are you okay?
I'm no. fine.
All right. I went to move it and it just went like that.
Yeah, okay.
Little, I won't do that again.
Yeah, that's what she said.
All right, that was a preemptive. It was early. I got excited.
That's all right.
All right, then. Will you read for Jill?
I will.
Please.
Jill, here we go.
Okay.
Low speed, a little fast. In general, it serves its purpose. Would recommend.
I'm going with adult toy again.
Jill, I'm sorry. It's an appliance.
Look at this.
It's an appliance.
Opportunities for Jim here. Nikki, please read for Jim.
Are you ready, Jim?
Yes.
If there was a fire in my house, and after saving my dog, this might be the next thing I save.
It's got to be a toy.
No, it's an appliance.
Oh, no!
I love that the men are like, it has to... Oh, really?
It's going like to be like a DeWalt drill or something.
Yeah, I want to know what kind of appliance this is.
Yeah.
There's no way. He's like, look at Jim's... He's contesting the answer.
Like, let's send it to the
Jim,
judges.
If I were given the toy reviews, I don't think the radio station can handle it.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh,
all right, then.
I'm glad I'm sitting down.
All right, then. I think we all are now. Elliot, please read for Jill.
I can't handle Nikki's appliance reviews. All right, Jill?
Yes?
All right, let's bring this home, okay? Ready?
All right. Yep.
All right. Works excellent. We damaged a paddle by accident, our fault, and they sent us a replacement, which was greatly appreciated.
I'm still going adult toy.
It's an appliance.
Ooh. It's actually an ice cream maker, if I recall correctly. Okay, so I'm gonna read
that's
one.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Here we go. Jill is winning 4-1. Jim, I'm gonna read for you.
Alrighty.
I honestly was not a huge fan of the turn the wheel type activation. I found it very easy to turn this product off by accident.
Hmm.
What do you think, Jim?
Appliance.
I am so sorry.
Oh.
You don't know how upsetting it can be to turn something off by accident. Come on.
You're kidding me.
How am I going to get that going again? All right, Roger, please read for Jill. She is on the cusp of winning.
All right, Jill, pay attention. Here we go. I can confidently tell you without hesitation that this is the only one on the market worth getting for those in a morning rush.
I'm still going adult toy.
One would hope that would be it. Unfortunately, it's an appliance. Honest to goodness.
Yes. That's a... That's a.
I think it was a coffee machine that I got that from. Right. Yeah,
I think so too.
One of those one cup deals.
Instant gratification.
Right.
There's nothing better than having a very stern Marine look at you across the room and go, what are you people doing? Is this why we fight for our country? Yeah. So you can read these ridiculous reviews. Is this really what this country has come to, is one cup deals?
You're right. Free to my ass.
Oh, man. All right. Rob Martier, please. Oh, you did you read for just recently?
No, I'm going to read for Jim, I think.
Yes, you are.
Jim?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
First use was amazing, but the second time I attempted to use it, it shorted out completely. Pity.
It really is.
Pity.
Mm-hmm. Toy.
That a boy. Well done, Jim.
Yeah.
Look at that. Staying in the game. It's 4-2. All right. Who do we got? Nikki, do you need one? Here you go. Here, this one right there. Nikki, please read for Jill.
All right.
It's 4-2.
It does do what it's supposed to do, and I love that the cleanup is easy, but this thing is loud, and if you buy it, you will see what I'm talking about. Loud.
Is that like a challenge? If you buy it.
I want to go with what I've been saying all along. Adult toy.
Appliance.
Oh.
Jill.
Wow. Is it still, what is it, 4-2?
It's 4-2.
Ooh.
I think Jill's just aiming at making sure we read all of these.
She just wants to hear more of these.
You got to hear my tiebreakers. Yeah. Go ahead, Elliot.
Let's hear the Yoda voice.
The Yoda voice?
Oh, the Yoda. All right. Yeah, Jim.
Jim. Oh, here we go.
We're going Yoda on this review.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sergeant Paraka asked for Yoda. He's getting it. And here we go.
Well, beyond just heating things up, this moves.
That's it.
Wait, what? Why do they want? Do it again, Yoda.
Do you need me to read it again?
We all do.
Yes, I do.
All right. All right. This, it takes me a moment sometimes to get back into the character.
Well, beyond just heating things up, this moves.
I want Yoda to just laugh all the time. Yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a toy.
Regretfully, the Jedi Master says, an appliance it is.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
I don't know what's happening. Roger, will you please read for Jill, who's still
all right,
on the
Jill,
cusp?
Yes?
This is for the kill.
Ooh.
All right?
Got it.
All right. I think Jill's ready for this one. The only disappointing thing about this was that we couldn't go any higher, and it did become quite boring after a little while.
Adult toy.
Congratulations.
Yeah, Roger's got his own tiebreaker. Hold on a second. We're almost there. Almost there. Almost there. Almost there. Almost there. Almost there.
Yes! Faster. Faster.
Ding. Ding.
Clean up an aisle 4, please.
What just happened on this show? All of you should be ashamed and proud at the same time.
Oh my God.
Congratulations, Jill. Fortunately, you've both won. Jill has her choice, though, first, of an Apt Electronics gift card or a gift card from Lou Malnati's. Both of you hang on the line. That was an epic round of What's in the Box. Thank you so much for playing with us.
Thank you. I never
said that before? But he just hold on the line. More after this on 720 WGN. We'll all play.